We said, let's take it to media day. You dress like a hick. Gordon will lead you around on a dog collar with a leash.
I never got that part.
And you'll speak only with your fiddle. You'll have an interpreter. You'll ask players questions, but only through your music. You're not allowed to say any words. And yesterday, the bit went over really well.
It did, and it got a lot of coverage from the media around our country. Some of these people getting it wrong. There's a website called The Big Lead who reported this. A TV reporter, apparently, from an unknown outlet, used a violin as a prop. He would ask each interviewee what song he preferred and then try to play the song in an effort to lure further answers from him.
Huh.
Completely wrong. Proof that the media doesn't get it right all the time.
That's right.
Then the Star Telegram even got it wrong. On Tuesday, a fiddler showed up with an interrupter. Not an interpreter, an interrupter. The fiddle asked questions through an interrupter. One of the fiddle's questions was, who is God's favorite quarterback? That's completely incorrect and not true. We did an extended, and he wrote about it, dissed by a fiddler. He wasn't wearing a red dress, but I had to ask when I saw a guy walking around with a violin. His interpreter informed me that he is George Dunham, the sports fiddler, working for a Dallas radio station. Supposedly, he can't talk, so he communicates with his fiddle. The fiddler hit a few notes, and the interpreter said he was asking where I worked. I said Orlando Sentinel, and he hit a note, and according to the interpreter, the fiddle said...
He also was written up in these and referred to as a weirdo.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now, keep in mind, he did all of this just dressed normally. If he had the overalls and the hat and the dog leash, that really would have put it over the top.
Several people didn't want any part of the famous sports fiddler from East Texas. We tried to play for Rich Eisen. He didn't want any part of it.
Mm-mm.
Then we approached Warren Sapp, and Warren Sapp had... would not even talk to us. He just stared at us, glared at us, while he had some guy next to him who said, Mr. Sapp isn't doing interviews. Here's the sports fiddler approaching Warren Sapp.
Warren, do you have a moment for the sports fiddler?
He doesn't.
He doesn't have a moment for the sports fiddler?
He did all the interviews already. I'm sorry.
Oh, he did all the interviews already?
I'm sorry, man.
That's the sports fiddler right there.
I'm sorry, man.
And at that time, he gave me a real soulful handshake.
Yeah.
We exchanged a soulful handshake as I walked by.
You bonded over the fiddle.
Right.
Men will always, they know, all men have the fiddle in common. The love of the fiddle. So then we started interviewing players. And here was our first player from Pittsburgh named Tony Hills, who has Texas ties.
Backup offensive lineman.
So the premise is I come up, introduce it, and Craig is the... interpreter or interrupter, as it has sometimes been reported.
Is that a talking violin?
Well, of course, you probably recognize him. This is Tony Hills, who's from Texas, as a matter of fact.
Texas.
If you're a Texas guy, you probably recognize this gentleman here. He speaks not through his mouth, but through his instrument. It's the sports fiddler.
Oh, okay, yeah. I heard it.
I think I understood what he said, but let me appeal to his interpreter here, Craig Miller.
Hi, how are you?
How you doing, sir?
Yeah, he said congratulations on playing in the Super Bowl, and what's this week been like for you so far?
So far, you know, it's just been a great experience to come in as a rookie and just to see how the veterans take over and, you know, how their leadership, you know, inspires everybody on the team. And now to be here in Tampa, Florida, you know, competing for a Super Bowl, it's great.
He wanted to know how much leadership Ben Roethlisberger is providing this.
That you can always come up to if you have any questions about anything. So, you know, he's a great leader.
He's turned a little sad. He says that he misses his family and he wishes he was back in East Texas.
In East Texas, huh? You know, after the Super Bowl, who knows? Maybe you can go back to East Texas and hang out with him. I plan on doing that.
Oh, now he says the thought of going back to East Texas is making him horny.
No comment.
Well, now that's a little too racist, sports fiddler. I don't know if I can ask him that. Seems like a nice... Well, no, I'm not going to. Well, now he's cussing, and I don't know. Well, maybe we ought to end the interview if you can't handle yourself.
Yeah.
He says good luck against Arizona.
All right, thank you, sir. Thank you, sports fiddler.
sports fiddler.
He was amused by the sports fiddler.
He was, and he seemed familiar with the sports fiddler.
Yeah, yeah. He didn't have any problem talking to a fiddler.
He said, yeah, I'd heard of the sports fiddler before. All right, then we went up to Trey and talked with him to see how he responded to the sports fiddler.
Gordon Keith of Sports Radio 1310, the ticket here with number 79 for the Pittsburgh Steelers, Trey Essex. Trey, thank you for sharing a few moments with us.
Oh, not a problem, not a problem.
Now, Trey, you probably already recognize this gentleman to my right. This, of course, is the famous sports fiddler.
Okay.
Who comes out of hiding only every 30 years during unseasonably cool weather. Sports fiddler, you have anything to say to Trey right off? Of course, the sports fiddler, Trey, only communicates through his fiddle. You know that, right?
Right, I do. Now I know.
Okay, and I brought Craig Miller, who is his interpreter here.
How are you doing?
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you. So what do you say? Right now.
He said, good to meet you and congratulations on being in the Super Bowl.
Thank you, sports fiddler.
He said, Super Bowl week with all the tradition.
Oh, man, it's great. You know, you can't really ask for anything more. This tradition is...
He wants to know if you're married.
Nah, but not far away.
He says he finds you attractive.
Oh, don't go there. The girlfriend won't like that too much.
he says, is Mike Tomlin fun to play for?
He is. Mike Tomlin,
Yeah, that's Van Halen. He says, do you like Van Halen?
I do. Actually, I really do like Van Halen.
He's crying now. You've made him cry.
Why? Because I like Van Halen.
Yes.
Not a fan of Van Halen.
That's a little vulgar.
Yeah. Oh. Thank you for your time, and then he had a bad word in there.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
Thank you, Trey Essex. Good luck.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
What a waste of time.
Total waste of time.
Well, so we did a couple of those interviews, and then that started attracting a lot of media attention around the sports fiddler. And, it attracted media attention from far and wide. A Mexican television outfit came up to interview the sports fiddler. And so the sports fiddler granted this interview to this Mexican television outfit. And I think the sports fiddler was a little smartass at one point during this interview. You be the judge.
He answers only through his fiddle, but he'll play his answers for you.
Who will win Super Bowl 43?
What's that? Really? He's going with the Cardinals. Uh-huh. No? You changed your mind? Pittsburgh.
That's all I want.
Really?
Tico, you know a Mexican song?
No, he doesn't really know a Mexican song.
Okay. You know in 1944 the Steelers and the Cardinals were the same team?
Can't wait.
Could you repeat the question?
In 1944, the Steelers and the Cardinals were the same team. Do you know that? Oh, but one question, please. You know this, the Wiener song for the Sunday Super Bowl? The Wiener song?
Do you know the Wiener song from the Sunday Super Bowl? He's doing
very much.
Okay.
What a smart ass.
I thought that's what he was talking about. I thought he was talking about wieners.
You knew he was saying winner.
Oh. What'd you think, Junior? Didn't you
I
think
thought wiener.
Wiener.
And then when Gordon repeated the question and said wiener, I thought wiener.
What a jerk.
You got so much attention because it was so loud. When you would play it was so loud down there.
It's too loud. Way too loud.
Oh, no. Best bit going. There were some other bits. There was the guy from The Tonight Show that you mentioned. There was a guy dressed in drag and a football helmet. He was getting some attention.
I thought the guy with Telemundo that had the Palomalu helmet hair, I thought that was kind of funny.
Yeah. There was that hot female Mexican reporter who was measuring all the guys' biceps dressed in super tight clothing. She was getting attention.
They always sling out some hot Latinas out there.
They do.
And they're always just wearing skin-tight stuff. And they had such nice bottoms.
But the best bit was the sports fiddler.
Which tells you just how bad the day was at Raymond James Stadium.
Could you imagine how great it would have been if he was wearing the shirtless overalls?
And you had let him with a leash and had a shock collar?
I can't believe you did such a disservice to the P1s, George.
Sorry. Let everybody down. I let everybody down.
Well, I put up footage. You can see footage of the sports fiddler on Gordon. Leave the sporting news. They posted video footage of the sports fiddler.
Amazing. 8:52 here on...